Last Friday afternoon, a handful of founding sponsors and Kansas City Royals alumni were participating in an exhibition game at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. June 25th, the stadium will welcome a number of other guests when Arvest Ballpark becomes the site of the 77th annual Texas League All-Star Game. Justin Cole, general manager for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, says he is looking forward to finally hosting the event.
The luxury of being in the Texas League, there's only eight teams, so you're kind of in an eight-year rotation. And it's worked out to where basically the home city really treats it like a home game. So you have your normal expenses that go into a day of game. You are responsible for some of the extras that we do, the gala and things like that, making sure we put on a good event. But really, it's just in a rotation. So you get it essentially every 8 years. Things can intervene if a new ballpark opens or there's a special anniversary or X, Y, and Z. We have swapped the games before. We were actually supposed to have it in 2010, but that was the 75th anniversary of the Texas League, which was founded in San Antonio. So San Antonio took it that season, and that pushed us to 2013. So we're excited to finally have it. It's going to be great.
While the league does not have an official All-Star break, Cole says the Nats are on the road this week, so that does give organizers time to finish preparing for events and festivities tied to the All-Star game. While Cole expects next week to be exhausting, he says it will be rewarding. Four Naturals players have been selected to represent the host team at Tuesday's All-Star Game, which will pit players from North Division teams against players from South Division teams. Cole says most of the front office workers and players from the various teams will arrive in town June 24th, and festivities will begin that night with a gala at Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium in Fayetteville.
Proceeds are benefiting the Children's Hospital. We're doing a silent auction. And the keynote speaker is Willie Wilson, who is a Royals Hall of Famer, tremendous ball player in the 70s, 80s, early 90s. We're very excited to have him. He came down for one of our Royals Caravan events 3 years ago and was just phenomenal. Very personable, a guy that tells great stories, and we're really excited that he'll be at that. So the event kind of really... It's an auction, a chance to mingle with different folks. The Children's Hospital will do a very brief presentation. Mr. Glass, the owner of the Royals, will be there to do a quick, presentation speech for everybody. And then the keynote is Willie Wilson with our radio broadcaster, Stephen Davis, kind of doing a Q&A for about a half hour, 45 minutes. The other nice little perk of that event is all of the players will be there from the game. So it's an opportunity to meet them. We'll have a brief autograph session. So adds a very intimate way to get to kind of know those guys and ask them why they're here and how well they're doing that you don't normally get.
In addition to attending the gala, players will receive a commemorative gift bag and be able to participate in a variety of pregame activities, including a golf tournament at the Springdale Country Club, a tour of Tyson and the Walmart Visitor Center, as well as a Razorback facility tour. Northwest Arkansas Naturals General Manager Justin Cole says organizers want to make sure participants have a good time, and he adds that the All-Star Game provides an opportunity to show off the area and the ballpark.
For us, it really is, it's the crown jewel of our entire season. I mean, all 70 Naturals games are hugely important, and we take them as seriously as we ever would, but this is it's a unique event that you don't get to do very often. You could go a whole career, potentially, and not be in an All-Star game and be able to host one, so we're pumped just to have the opportunity to do it, but also to have all these different people coming to the ballpark on the same day. Some of them have been here at various times, but to have everyone together for that event is really exciting. And for our fans, there's a ton going on. Not only the game, we'll open gates at 3:00 that day. They'll get to come in and watch full batting practice. After each team hits, they'll sign autographs in their respective dugouts, and then we'll transition into the home run derby at 6:00, and that'll last about an hour. Three guys from each team will hit, as well as a high school representative from Spiral, Oklahoma. He won our qualifier, so he'll get to hit in that as well, and then the game will start at about 7:15.
There will be extras for the fans to enjoy as well, including a commemorative ticket, a commemorative cap to the first 2,500 spectators, entertainment by a breakdancing bat boy named Breakin' BB McCoy, and a post-game fireworks display. Cole says fans will also have the opportunity to watch players they may not typically get to see.
I think really one of the best parts about it is we don't play the South Division a whole lot. Corpus and San Antonio come once in the first half, come once in the second half, and we only play them six times in Springdale. Same with the other two teams in the South. This is an opportunity to see the best of all those teams together at one time. So if maybe you miss the Corpus San Antonio series, Corpus has a guy that leads minor league baseball in home runs, George Springer. This is an opportunity to see him. Probably he hasn't been announced, probably in the home run derby as well as in the game, and you get to see all these guys at one time. Where, you know, if you come to Naturals games and maybe you're not the biggest fan, maybe you may have missed some of those. You get to see the best of the best on one field in one day, and you know, in any walk of sport, that's a really cool opportunity.
The 77th annual Texas League All-Star Game presented by Castrol will be next Tuesday at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. Gates open at 3, the Home Run Derby begins at 6, and it's followed around 7:15 by the All-Star Game. Tickets and more information are available at nwanaturals.com.